Blog Talk Radio.
Let me see. She's also insinuating if Danielle Bregoli has HIV. That should be very interesting. She's also losing the case right now, so she has a target out for me. All right. Are we all here on one accord to get into some things? I just feel like this is like really leaning. They come up, you always late. Na 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 na. Okay, it's time for a legendary show. Get in here, everybody, get in here. Yes. Get in here, everybody, get in here. I am losing my voice. Jesus. I feel like I've been talking so much. It must have been the official King Payne's Chase in Dallas party, because I'm like, Jesus. We were pretty turned up that day. Anyway, I'm seeing Frozen. We frozen? Are we good? Okay, let me make sure, child. I heard Frozen. What? Hold on. Why they do this all the time? Oh, my God. What? Hold on. I got it. Hold on. Okay, I don't know what that was. Sorry. Somebody's going to DM me. Somebody, you know, y'all be DMing me being mad, like saying, oh, why isn't this working? Why didn't you check it? Listen, something happened with this situation here. But are we frozen? That's what I want to know. Why is it, okay, so is it frozen? Okay, they said no sound. I know a sound now. I know it's for a fact a sound now. So, yeah. Okay, good. I don't know what the freezing thing is, but we'll monitor that. Child. Try getting a new graphics card in 2021. You're not getting one. Okay? Let's just start there. But anyway, what's popping, everybody? Get in here, everybody. I'm glad that we were actually frozen for the first part, because you didn't get to hear my voice crack. Because I'm losing it. Because I was hosting an event the other day and I was feeling myself too much and I was talking loud and I was really getting into some things. All right. So anyway, but I haven't been live in a couple of days. So I was like, you know what? It's a little late, but we're going to go live today. I haven't talked to you guys in a minute. So I just have to go live. I'm chilling. I got me a little tequila and soda water with some lime in it. You know what I mean? I'm trying not to mix so much juice and everything. So I'm just kind of doing the tequila with the soda water, keeping the calories low. Chow, let me tell you, my goodness, it's so much easier to gain weight than it is to tighten and lose it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But anyway, let's get into some things. Well, what are we going to talk about first? Y'all keep making me nervous because I keep seeing freezing in the chat. Okay, someone said it keeps freezing. Okay, let's try this. Hold the one. I might bring this back because I don't want this to do that. So I don't want that to do that. They said it keeps freezing. So here's what we'll do. I'm gonna bring it back. I'm going to end this and I'm going to bring it back because I don't want it to keep freezing. I'll be right back. Stay here or beware because I don't want it to keep freezing. Now I'm going to end that and bring that back because they said it keeps freezing. So what we got to do is lower this. Because I don't know what that was. I don't know why it keeps freezing. I don't know what is going on. I need this at, we're just going to keep that there. Because I don't want that to be freezing. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why this is like giving that right now. I have to bring this back. Yeah, I'm not really sure what is the key. Yeah, I'm going to restart it because it's doing too much freezing. Because it definitely wasn't doing that at first. All right, let's try it there. All right, let's go back. Because I don't know what's going on. Today. But we're about to see. We are about to see. I shouldn't have deleted that. Morbius. Let's try it. Let's motherfucking try it. All right, let's see if this is going to work. Are y'all ready to get into some things? To this time. Okay. It's time for a legendary show. I see y'all in the chat. Y'all like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. We're going live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. DJ dropped the motherfucking beat. Ooh. Jesus. Jeez Louise. Let's make sure, because it's time for a legendary show. Goodness gracious. All right, what's popping, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back for the second time with another video. All right? Get in here, everybody. Get in here. Get in here. Okay? Got to get into some things. I have to smack this thing up real quick. I have to, like, you know, kind of smack her up. She was trying it. Okay. Mhm. All right. Shout out to everybody who made it back. Shout out to those who don't follow directions. Screw you. But anyway, I know you guys can hear me. I know you guys can see me. So we're going to get into some things. All right. All right. Perfect. So, like I was saying earlier, maybe for some of you guys that are going to be watching a replay, you're going to be like, nigga, what are you talking about? I wasn't here earlier. Well, because you didn't know, I restarted it, okay? But anyway, listen, it's almost gone now, but this is soda water and tequila and lime. I'm trying to cut the carbs, but because it's late night and we get into some things on the late night, you feel me? I decided to have a little sippy sip because I'm chilling, okay? This is why I like doing shows later, because it doesn't feel so like, here we go. All right? So we're going to get into some things right now. Right now. All right. We talking about Coi Leray and Rolling Ray, Big Purr. We talking about Megan Thee Stallion. We talking about Sweetie. We talking about Tasha K. Oh. And then we're talking about Azalea Banks, Kanye West, and Lil Nas X, drug-infested mother. All right, so who do we want to talk about? Let's go Coi Leray, Rolling Ray, Big Purr. Big Purr. Okay, first of all, shout out to Coi Leray. She's doing her thing. She came out of nowhere. You know what I mean? She's on the rise. She's everybody's favorite girl right now. I believe that it's the Benzino beef, you know, between her and her father that kind of aided that situation. All right. So shout out to her. But she came out with a song called Big Purr. Then Roland Ray said that he's Big Purr. Because remember, but I think Coi Leray was Big Purr. And then Roland Ray is Big Purr, Purr, Purr. No, but ain't it Purr? But what is Purr? Is it Purr? Ain't it like the Eartha Kid, don't you? It's Purr, not Big Purr. Like, that's not like retarded. Purr. Ain't it Big Purr? Ain't it Purr? I don't know. But anyway, don't you supposed to roll R? Anywho, so they're fighting over that. So she got a song called Big Purr. Then he got a song called Big Purr. And what ended up happening is Roland Ray made his song actually charted higher than her song. So it's like on iTunes top 50 or whatever. And I think Roland Ray was somewhere like 45. And Coi Leray Roland Ray remixed Coi Leray's song. And Coi Leray was number 50 and Roland Ray was number 45 or something like that. So shout out to Roland Ray. Roland Ray is really, he manages to not have any friends. It's to be a handicapped man. A handicapped, gay, unattractive man. He really has found his footing in the culture. You know what I mean? What would the culture be without a Rolling Ray? And, you know, I really live for Rolling Ray, and I'm going to tell you why I live for Rolling Ray, because he does not let his handicaps hinder him from being messy, being shady, reading, and he also understands that he can get read. And so it lets people know, just because you might be handicapped does not mean that you can't and won't be popped or read. You know what I mean? Because Roland Ray has been popped. I mean, no, I probably would never pop Rolling Ray, but no shade, I Kiki if somebody did walk up to her and knock her. No shade. Could you imagine somebody walking up to Rolling Ray and just mollywopping her? You know you would get a Kiki off of that. She doing all that talking, and you just take her wheelchair and push it down the hill. What would she do? It ain't like she can run and get up and jump out and try to come catch you. You know what I mean? So, I mean, Rolling Ray has been seen in so many situations. He then caught himself on fire. He actually rolled into a parked car and slid underneath the car. Rolling Ray has had about 20 different lives, but he's very much so entertaining. Maybe when I go to D.C., I can try to meet up with Rolling Ray, but I definitely don't have $250 to give you. That's no shade. I don't have $250 to give you. But, you know, maybe I should get the $250 and meet up with Rolling Ray. Y'all think I should get the $250 and meet up with Rolling Ray? Maybe I should. Rolling Ray, let me give you the $250, girl. I'm going to come see you in D.C., and we're going to kiki. But don't purr and pit. Because you start doing all that in front of me, Rolling Ray, I'm going to have to pop you and pull your hair, okay? But, girl, we can roll down to the river and stuff and kiki. Okay, so anyway, let's get Rolling Ray off the screen. So, Coi Leray also said that, you know, she liked her dad. She loved her dad, you know, after her and Benzino kind of was getting into it. And then Benzino, he kind of responded in a nasty way. Let me get the tea for you on what Benzino has said after she was like, you know, I really love my dad. Now, mind you, after she'd have made that whole song dissing her dad, let's get the tea. So No More Parties is about how her dad ain't ish and he's trash. So she goes, I love my dad forever and always. Then Benzino goes, fake love will make you hate love. F fake love. And then he says, so not only is the internet the place to tell someone you got beef, but it's also the place to tell someone you love them. How about using the same phone for the keypad and call button? Ish is fake as F. It's funny how all the internet people react emotionally when you make a comment in your best interest. But since it's not what they want to hear or how they see it, then they attack. They don't even know you or the situation. Each one of y'all can suck COVID dick and take a nap. And then he says, I love you more, Cece. And I'm sorry. If you felt I wasn't there when you needed me, then I was wrong and should have been. So I truly apologize. No excuses. Hashtag no more parties. So he technically didn't apologize for, you know, going on that Twitter rant after she said she loved him. But he wasn't there for her. Now, ask me, I feel like this is a little bit of strategy. I mean, it only makes sense to be some strategy because it feels like, all right, ever since we realized that Coi Leray was Benzino's daughter, she gets into it with Benzino online, her career starts taking off to another level. All right, so let's be clear. Benzino understands TV. He understands the entertainment industry. He was on Love & Hip Hop. He had the Source magazine. He's been in media. So he understands how this works. So in my mind, could this be a ploy for them to create buzz around her name? Because now all of a sudden you're apologizing, you feel bad, and she's tweeting you. Like, so are you guys going to exploit your, you know, your daughter and father relationship now for the entertainment industry? You know what I mean? It just kind of feels like, okay, why are we hearing this? Why do we know this? Why are you guys doing this? Like, after this, you made a song about him. Then he responded. Then you said you loved him. He responded. He apologized. So I don't feel like there needs to be any other public interaction between Benzino and Coi Leray, you know. And if there is, I'm kind of going to lean towards the idea that this is all publicity. I'm just saying. Okay? I just don't, you know, I don't get it. However, Coi Leray is popping right now, and she's doing her thing. So I ain't going to hate on her, but I feel like there is a little bit of strategy behind this situation with them. Okay? So shout out to Coyle Ray. Shout out to Benzino. So boom, let's get her out of here. Who we got next? What are we talking about next? Let's talk about Sweetie. Sweetie is very pretty, according to Kevin Samuels. Sweetie's just a 6. I disagree. She's about a 7, 8, 9. And it's not because she's light-skinned. I just think that she looks that good. So anyway, Sweetie dropped a Pretty Girl Summer mixtape, or no, playlist. I have not listened to the whole thing, but she does have a song called Risky. I like the song. Okay. It's one of her better sounding songs to me. We all know that Sweetie is not a rapper. I mean, she is, but she's not that great. Let's just be honest, but she's beautiful. All right. Now she was recently getting dragged because people were like, well, girl, you don't even come up with your own beats. You're always sampling music. She sampled Petey Pablo. She sampled, Too Short. She sampled, Kaya. Those are her major hits. And she says she's going to sample forever because, you know, that's how she makes her money. And that's what she's good at. I personally think that Sweetie's a trash rapper. No shade. With bubblegum bars at best. But the idea is Sweetie can sell it anything. She recently had an ad campaign with Key. I have a pair of those glasses. I actually like them. They're very affordable. They're nice. You know what I mean? And Sweetie is actually partnered with them. So they did a collaboration with her. And I think a lot of female artists don't realize that. Like, yes, you can have bars. You can have this. You can write your own music. But if you don't look like nothing, you don't have no personality, and you can't sell nothing, then nobody's going to get behind you. Like, there's so many artists out here that can rap, that can write, but they don't look like nothing. A brand cannot sell their product through them. We can't sell you as a household name. A lot of these girls are just way too ghetto, way too ratchet, and just don't have the story. So what's working for Sweetie, and if you guys don't watch it, Sweetie's going to come up and be one of the next hot girls. Hot, 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 like mainstream hot. Because she's got the Quavo breakup, which is working for her. She's got the brand deals. She's got the commercials. She's got the look. And any time a girl breaks up with a guy, especially a high-value, high-profile man, the girl automatically becomes the victim. The man becomes trash. Well, especially in the case where she's saying that he cheated. So it's everybody likes Sweetie now. Everybody cares about Sweetie. The checks are getting bigger for her. She's being seen in spaces that we've never seen Sweetie in before. We're talking about Sweetie more than we've ever talked about Sweetie before. Sweetie is now an A-list celebrity because of the Quavo breakup. We were not talking about Sweetie like this while she was dating Quavo. We didn't give a damn, and neither did the brand. You know, I was talking to, you know who I was talking to today? I was talking to T.S. Madison today. I had a phone call with her, and it was so interesting. And she was telling me, and, you know, this stuck with me even in this situation. She said, sometimes you have to separate from somebody that was close to you or somebody that's really important in your life for you to really get your blessing or, like, for you to really move forward, you know? And I thought that was so interesting because I'm even looking at her. Like, it took a breakup for her to just catapult, you know? It's the controversy for me. And Sweetie's out here doing her thing. Now, is she going to get a number one? I don't think so. Is she going to get a top 10? Absolutely not. But she might come through the deal. She might come through the TV. She might become popular through TV, fashion. Didn't she do a spread in what? Was it Vogue or Harper's Bazaar? She did some Vogue. She did some magazine spread. So she's going to come through those lanes, and she's going to be like, look at this girl. She's gorgeous. I know that's right. And she has some personality. So Shout out to Sweetie. She's leveraging she's leveraging her platform. But she's not a great rapper. It's no shade. And I'm going to listen. I do like the Risky song. I do like the Risky song. It's a cute little bop. I'll listen to it. You know, I ain't mad at it. Let me see who's next. Oh, honey, you want to pop out. Well, let's go here real quick. I forgot to add them, but I'm feeling in my spirit. Let's talk about them. So Jeffree Star has got his back broken. Now, I'm sure black people don't care about this, but Jeffree Star is hurting. He says, this morning was one of the most scariest moments of our entire lives. I'm so grateful to still be here. I'm in excruciating pain because part of my back is broken, and I have a vertebrae fracture on my spine. My doctor said it will take a few months, but I should make a full recovery. A few hours ago, Jeffree and Daniel were in a severe car accident after hitting black ice. We will update you all when the doctor gives us more info. So thankful they are both alive. This is sad. But I don't think black people care. You know, wah, you know, Jeffree Star. Oh, if you ask me, this is staged. This is a moment for the beauty community. I don't believe it. I don't believe Jeffree Star, his back is broken. I feel like he bought the hospital. What? He can do that. Can he? He bought it. No, seriously, he bought it. Who believes Jeffree Star back is broke? Well, maybe he was exercising and maybe he had a little slight fracture and maybe the back got broken through LaToya Ali's boyfriend. You know, he was maybe giving him a little hoo-hoo in the woo-hoo and he broke his back. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know, but listen, I'm not going to make fun of Jeffree Star because I done dislocated my shoulder. I done broke stuff. I don't want to break nothing. Jeffree Star, go with God. God bless you. Okay? Each one teach one. Namaste. Ungawa, black power. Go with God, Jeffree Star. Bienvenidos. Ching chai, chini turn wheel. I know Palm Beach, know you Palm Beach. Okay, all of the above. I know you, but you know you. Okay, let me stop. I'm not. Stop Asian hate. You anything, whatever. Puppies' lives matter. All right, come on. We got to get serious here, guys. We got to get serious. We got to get serious. All right. What else? Oh, let's talk about Megan Thee Stallion. You know, I'm really starting to like Megan Thee Stallion. I really am. I know people call me such the flip-flopper, this and the third, but you know, she's making me know it. So I like the movie song and the video. I did not like the song at first. I like Lil Durk though. I like his sound. Here's why I like. Well, definitely the song needed a video for me. I'm here for the movie video. To me, this is classic Tina Snow. This is Meg in her element. This is not her trying to be commercial Meg, pop star Meg, compete with Cardi B, big budget Meg. This is like, girl, I want to have some fun. I'm with the niggas. This is some ratchet stuff. We gonna have the P-Valley cameos in there. We got Uncle Clifford in the building. We got the big booty plastic hoes in the building. It's giving funky funky. It's giving donkey funky. It's giving shake that booty, shake the must, everything. I mean, it was giving booty, booty, body, yaddy, thighs not matching, but I was here for all of it, okay? Okay, I was here for it, and I enjoyed it. I loved every piece of the video. I could only imagine what it smelled like in there. My God. You know, what was I watching? Was that Jocelyn's Cabaret? Speaking of Jocelyn, That's coming on too. Jocelyn's Cabaret is a key key. But no, seriously. Wasn't that when the girl was in the dressing room and she went and doodled and came out and put the thong on after she went and shitted in the bathroom and came out and twerked in somebody's face? That is so rude. I am scarred because I didn't know women could be that nasty. And women are trifling like that. So I know somebody in there had gas. I know somebody shitted in there. And I know somebody was on their period. It was too many women in there for everybody to have a clean bowel. And so my whole thing is, some of that stank, and I know it did. That's why I don't want to go to no strip club. I know that shit was stinking. You know what I mean? Because I seen it. Those women will go in there, and they'll go shit. And then they'll go and dance in your face. Seriously, I seen it. Don't come in my face with that. Or was that P-Valley? No, that was P-Valley that she did that. You know what I mean? That is so trifling, and that is so tired. Could you imagine pulling the Jeep steering back and slide a dollar bill and a piece of shit fall out? Oh, my God. Or just the whiff of the smoke or the funk. Could you imagine pulling that back and you just get an invigorating stench of pedussy and bowels and plastic? I think I'd knock the shit out of a bitch. No shade. And she's sitting there just... You know what that reminded me of? Now I'm finna go back. You know, and it's no shade. Let me go here real quick. It's no shade. Cause, girl, I know y'all be swearing I don't like this lady. And it's no tea, but I just be like, girl, this is what that gave me. Let me show you. And see, the blogs be knowing what they're doing. They be posting this for the read. Girl, look. This Saucy Santana. My only thing, what is the middle? What is the wipe the butt? What is that? What is the swipe of the finger? Ooh. Ooh. Don't swipe up the butt like that. What did that do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what did that do? Oof. All right. So anyway, here's the thing with Saucy Santana, though. She's moving that thing, but she's been getting these BBLs and this lipo, but it's still wide. It needs to come out and round. You know what I mean? It's still giving wide. It's not giving like a circumference. You know what I mean? It needs to give a layer, like a circular shape. It's giving very spread. And I need it to come over. Does that make sense? All right, girl, let me get out of here for y'all. I don't think I don't like Saucy Santana because I do like Saucy Santana. I want to interview her. But you're back to Megan Thee Stallion. So Megan Thee Stallion, that was a kiki. You know what I'm saying? But the video was good. The song is good. She looked good. She's in her element. Megan Thee Stallion is really doing her thing. I live for Megan Thee Stallion. She's one of the girls on top right now. What I will say, though, she needs to get a better stage presence. She has that thing like Cardi B had. Like, it's like this awkward, like, like, it's like, relax, you know, like, feel it. Like, but she does like this, and it's like, I don't like that. It just looks weird, but maybe that's her thing. But anyway, so that was my thought on that. But the video was cool. I enjoyed the video. I did not mind the video at all. It looked really good. She looked good. I like the blonde on her. I really do like the blonde on her. I was here for that, okay? I was here for that all day. All right? Yeah, so I like that. Let's see. Could you imagine these two cycles getting together? What would that look like? A relationship with Azealia Banks and Kanye West. So apparently, according to Complex, Kanye West is looking for a more artsy, kind of fartsy, artistic woman this next go around. And Azealia Banks says, you know, she would, you know, she would want to be with Kanye West. Like she shot her shot. And honestly, I could see it working, but I feel like they would go so crazy. Cause remember Azealia Banks, you know, she goes through suicide to where she's like shaving her head, exposing everybody, killing cats, boiling cat bones, you know, and killing chickens. And then Kanye West is where he gets to a point where he starts getting on opioids, jumping on planes, running into walls. So, and then exposing his lovers. So I just see them killing each other before anything. So this is not, this would never work. I mean, could you imagine the entertainment, though, that we would get from a Kanye West, Azealia? We would know all of their business. Like, we would know what their draws look like. You know, they give me the type that'll go and battle and, like, take screenshots of, like, each other's boxers and panties and, like, put it online and when they're mad. You know what I mean? And like, she gives me the type to tell every time Kanye West farted after he ate a bowl of ice cream, and Kanye West would say, you know, he'll come online and tell us that, you know, she forgot to flush the tampon down the toilet 3 times in a row on Thursdays, and he's sick of it. You know what I mean? And they would go back and forth, tit for tat, and she would talk about how he has a messed up pinky toenail, and he would talk about how her underweave stank. You know what I mean? So it would just get so petty and just get so dramatic. However, I think that could be a situation with Kanye West and any woman he gets with. So Azealia Banks is a hell no for me, because I just think that she'll force Kanye West to kill himself, because them two together, she'd probably already kill herself. Then Kanye West would follow shortly after. But I would say, I would like to see who gets with next. Remember, I told you, I think it's going to be with some type of white woman. She's going to be definitely artsy. She might be a psychic healer. She could be a tarot reader, maybe a Reiki master. I feel like she would get into, you know, divination. I feel like she's definitely going to be one of those girls that kind of walk around maybe, you know, wearing thousands of dollars of rags, and it just kind of looks like, well, what is this? But it doesn't look like anything. You know those white girls that kind of just kind of get out, you know, it's bad head, you know, just kind of roll out of bed and it just kind of is what it is. You know what I mean? They may bathe, they may not, but it's all because it's energy and earth, and it's just about feeling, and it's the creative juices that at one moment you just rolled out of bed and said, you know what, fuck it. The universe told me not to bathe because I'm going to get a message today. You know what I mean? Let's not brush our teeth on Thursdays. You know what I mean? I kind of feel like he's going to get a girlfriend like that. You know what? Who would just wake up one day and decide, you know what? Forget it. I'm not brushing my teeth anymore. You know what I mean? And he's going to be like, brilliant. Yes, don't do it. Let's make a shoe out of it. You know what I mean? Something like that. No, seriously, come on, you guys, stop playing. No, I'm serious. You know what I mean? I kind of feel like that's what it's going to be giving me. But then that's going to awake Kim Kardashian. So then she's going to go and, you know, be spotted out with Drake, because she gives that, you know what I mean? Drake or something of this sort, you know, just messy, petty. So yeah, we'll see what it's given. We'll see. I'm not really sure, but it'll be very, very interesting to see, you know, what kind of person that Kanye West ends up with. Honestly, it will be. And it'll be interesting to see if he has more kids. I think he will. I don't know if Kim will, though. But I think that because Kim is already out and about trying to be a hot girl and a city girl, I think Kim is in a better place because she doesn't have to deal with Kanye anymore. She's got her family. She's got her career. She'll be good. But Kanye West, I think he'll be good too. But he's definitely going to get a girl that's in her 20s, early 20s, right? I just don't want her to be – he needs some kind of structure. We're going to see. This next girl, though, is going to be a hot topic. It may be one of those Bella or the Hadid. You think he'd get like with one of those Hadid girls, the Bella Hadid? He might try it. So you never know. Let's keep it pushing. Where we at? Wait. No. Okay. Let's talk about let's get y'all want to go Lil Nas X? All right, let's go Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X is under fire because his mother is a bum, okay? His mother's a dope fiend and a crackhead, and she was recently caught on the streets begging for money. So everybody's kind of like, well, you are praising the devil, and your mother's a crackhead. I mean, well, not really that, but they're like, you're praising the devil, but your mother is homeless, begging for money. So Lil Nas X dad, father came out and defended him and basically said that, let me pull it together. Let me get the receipt. Let me grab the receipt for you all. Okay, family business. Lil Nas X father defends him against accusations that he abandoned his mother after a viral video of her begging for money on the street. So this is Lil Nas X's mama begging for money. And she's in Atlanta, Georgia, begging for money. How was your son Lil Nas? That is so crazy. That is his mama. I'm going to hear what she's saying. Let's see what she's saying. Watch. I don't want them to mess up my stuff. Wow. So then the dad says, despite what people may say, Lil Nas X is the greatest kid a parent can be blessed with. Although his mom is in a struggle with addiction, she's still a queen. And he goes through great lengths to make sure we're taken care of. I don't know how she's still out on the street. Those who have family members and friends dealing with addiction understands that there ain't enough money you can throw at this situation and make it right. I don't usually address personal issues publicly, but felt like this needed to be. Please join us in keeping her in your prayers, and those out there trying to create a false story, you won't prosper. Wow, this is a worthless piece of ish. Won't even help his own mother, but will worship Satan instead. This type of self-hating coon that is cherished and loved by racist white nationalist terrorist groups. Shaking my head. Lil Nas X is a millionaire and his mother is homeless. This nigga is really the devil. Okay? So social media was going off. They felt some type of way about this. And Lil Nas X recently made a comment and said, speaking on my personal life, but y'all niggas don't know how many nights I've cried myself to sleep, feeling guilty because nothing I tried would help my mom. Paint me as the bad guy all you want, but at the end of the day, you don't know me outside of this internet-ish. Okay? Child, I think that he should make sure, first of all, them were some real niggas. How did they know that that was his mama? I would have never known that that was Lil Nas X's mama. I would have never thought that. I would have never even, that would have never crossed my mind. But here's the thing. You can't help a crackhead. You can't save them. You can't trust them. They got to want to get help on their own. All the money in the world is not going to be able to save her. Now, he could try to put her in a rehabilitation center. He can give, at least try to get her off the streets. Get her into a home. Don't have your mama standing out there. But you know what I mean? I kind of feel like he's trying, but he's not trying hard enough. Like, you need to get her off the street at least. Pay for a year stay in some type of home. I don't know, but it's very hard because when people are dealing with addiction, you can't save them. They have to want to save themselves. And, you know, my dad always told me if I got on drugs and I became a drug addict, he would cut me off. It would be the end because I would steal from him. You know, so I get it. You can't really trust it. Once they get on those drugs, you got to let them go. But I will say this. I see a lot of people saying, you can't help them. You can't help them. This is Lil Nas X's mama. A lot of people, you know, I'm looking in the chat. He can't help her. He can't help her. But a lot of you guys are the same people that was crying over DMX, making excuses for his drug habit because you're a fan. Give that woman the same grace you would have gave DMX. You gave DMX. Made all these excuses of why he was still doing drugs and smoking crack and doing cocaine at 52. Give Lil Nas X mama the same grace. Give a woman you don't know the same grace. Everybody had so much pity for DMX. Where's the pity for Lil Nas X's mama? Have to keep the same energy. Period. That's all I'm saying. So. It is what it is. People quick to say, oh, Lil Nas can't help her. She got to save herself. But these are the same people that was making excuses for DMX. That's all I'm saying. So, but, you know, that's a whole nother conversation for another day. But I'm with you. You can't. He can't help her. If she's not going to get it together, he can't help her. You know what I mean? She's got to want to do better. His money is not her money. He can do what he can, but he doesn't want to be an enabler. So I get it. I totally get it. I understand. And I'm with him. But it's unfortunate. That's so sad. And again, it goes back to what I said. It's like you gain the world, but you lose something. Like, so it seems like in order to be successful, you got to have a hard reality. So Lil Nas X is on top of the world, but his mama is literally on the bottom of the social, like she's in Atlanta. He's living in Beverly Hills, man. He is Lil Nas X, a big major 4 Grammy winning superstar. And his mom is on the street of Atlanta begging for food. Like nobody would believe that. That's so crazy. That is so crazy. That is so crazy. Wow. All right. Well, shout out to Lil Nas X. Let me get him out of here. All right, girl. Chow, I was not going to talk about this. And Tasha K caught secretly stretching the truth. I say stretching the truth because we will give her credit. She did tell the truth about Derrick Jackson. He did cheat on his wife. Now, I really wasn't going to cover this because I really don't care about Tasha K stuff. I haven't been talking about her in a while. I told you, the only thing I'm really focused on is the lawsuit. And let me tell you, that woman, she is losing this lawsuit and she's trying to play a dirty game. Let me tell you, she is trying to get everybody involved in this too. But she's playing a dirty, dirty, dirty game, and she is not winning. So don't let these girls fool you like they are just so tough. Because when it start getting nasty, they start just trying to throw people name in it. Miss Mamas is trying to play a dirty game because she's losing terribly. They're going to trial in September. I missed the Zoom court date. But I'll definitely be on Zoom that day. Win or lose, I'm going to talk about it. But she losing. She's losing. At this point, she's losing. But that's all I'm going to say about that. This mama's is losing. But anyway, in regards to the Derrick Jackson situation. So she had two people come and speak out. Then she did good. She got her views. You know what I mean? She's on our way to a million. This is the thing about Tasha K that just kills me. You have the man exposing himself. You broke the story. You told the truth. This is what happens with her. She starts telling the truth, then she got to lie. It's like, damn, why can't you just be happy? You're doing great. You're winning. You're telling the truth. But you got to have a lie. You just got to. You got to just stretch it out. We got to just stretch it out a little bit. It was getting too good for her. She had an adrenaline rush. And so she felt like, wow, they're believing me. They're believing me. Now let me lie. Why? Why would she lie? So let me tell you what she lied about. So she had a surgeon, ghetto woman, probably got blue hair. A surgeon allegedly was sleeping with Derrick Jackson, slept with her last Friday, you know, at the time of the taping, was cheating on him. Tasha K talking about, yeah, with the arcs that she was coaching a woman on what to say. Yeah, the big arcs at your house. Yeah. And she would say, yeah, we was walking around naked. We got videos. She was saying all this stuff, child. Mind you, the woman's identity, this one you could tell she lying. She not going to give the identity. She not going to say the lady name. The lady is, so she not going to tell you nothing about the lady. Now, she do all these other interviews, but she just going to give you an audiograph of the conversation of the lady. But that's because she had already got you in and you believe in her, and she's so desperate. But you already winning. But you just got to lie. Because you're losing that case, you need that money. But I don't know why. You got millions of views, girl. You were winning. But she thought she was going, she was like, girl, let me get to this million. Because she's trying to be, it's this million. So she said, you know what, I'm just going to lie. I knew she was lying when the lady said that Derrick Jackson blocked her. The lady said that the surgeon lady said, Derrick Jackson blocked me on YouTube. So I can't see any of his videos. And I don't have any social media. First of all, ma'am, if you could block people on YouTube, do you know how many people I would have blocked by now? You know how many years of people I would have blocked? And I'm not talking about the block button where they can't be in the chat. If I could have blocked someone from coming and watching my content, do you know how many people I would have blocked? Trust me, I've tried. You can't block them. That's one thing I don't like about YouTube. You can't block people from seeing your content. So that was where I was like, okay, this is not true. And then you don't have no social media, but somehow you know Tasha K. Okay. Out of all the people you know Tasha K. And she knew you, and now you doing an interview? Okay, whatever. Whatever. Because I didn't really care. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't watch Tasha K like that. Because once she started doing her series and interview stuff, that stuff got boring to me. I mean, it's better for her brand, but I'm more for the train wreck, honestly. This stuff she's doing now, like, it's a little bit boring. And she's nothing to look at. So I'm not excited. She's not really a good conversationalist. I like her arguing and going off and honestly lying. It's more entertaining for me. So I don't really watch as much. But this was just a kiki because Derrick Jackson's wife came on Instagram Live, and you guys were sending it to me, and I'm just like, okay, I don't follow Derrick Jackson. I don't follow Derrick Jackson's wife. I don't care. Like, I'm like, girl, this is not my kind of content. But I got a kiki, so I was like, girl, I'm going to talk about this today because I'm like, I cannot believe this woman lied. I cannot believe this woman lied like this. And she knew it. And mind you, she ain't talking about it. You always know when she done got caught in a lie because she ain't going to mention it. She ain't going to try to refute it. Hold on. Look, so this is the wife. This is the wife. So this is the wife. This is the pillars. So she goes outside and shows her house. So this is, mind you, they got a sickening house. They got a sickening house. Those are the arches. Those are the damn wife showed the arches that the surgeon said that was her house. Now, this is the third source that came forward with Tasha K. That's the wife showing her ring. And this is Tasha K. She ain't saying nothing about this, though. She ain't going to say nothing because she knew she lied. Jesus determined that that was a lie. It's just like, it's so crazy. It's so, like, that woman is so crazy. But you know what? At this point, I'm just entertained by it all. Just lie. But it's just like you were doing so good. People were believing you. But then she's just itching. So you just got to lie. You just can't be truthful. You just got to lie. Damn. It's just like, damn, she just got to lie. She was doing good. You just got to lie, huh? You just got to, huh? You get just in your nature. You can't just let the people believe you. You just got to lie. You just got to lie. You just can't just, you what? What is the problem? Why do you do this? Look at you. You look a mess. It's ridiculous. So she probably ain't saying that because one or two things are happening, or both can be happening simultaneously. So what she's doing is she's waiting for Derek Jackson to slip up, or she's looking for a crack in the wife because she hates being caught out on being a liar like this. So she's looking for a way to sock it to him and stab him and really make him feel bad. Or what I'm waiting for is she's probably focusing in trying to figure out what way she can harass Kevin Samuels, because Kevin Samuels, she can't fuck with Kevin Samuels. You know, she does all that number talk, but Kevin Samuels is eating Miss Mama's alive. So she's probably off of Derek Jackson, and she's probably trying to focus on Kevin Samuels, because I noticed she's been real quiet. I'm like, why she ain't saying nothing about Kevin Samuels? I don't want to hear her talking about Kevin Samuels ain't no celebrity. Kevin Samuels is just as much of a celebrity as Derek Jackson. So she can't try to be all BFFs with him because that goes against her pandering brand. And then she can't act like she's his helper or she's helping him navigate YouTube because he's doing more numbers than she is. So she's probably trying to either sit back and figure out, all right, I've got all my money from Derek Jackson. Let me go after Kevin Samuels. I want her and Kevin Samuels. I want her to go up against Kevin Samuels. I know you see Kevin Samuels. Why are you not talking about Kevin Samuels? Because you know Kevin Samuels is up there and read you. Kevin Samuels will read her and her man and call her. Like Kevin Samuels. I know a lot of people don't like Kevin Samuels. I like Kevin Samuels. I'm not even going to lie. I like Kevin Samuels. That man is entertaining. No shade. That man is a kiki. I watched him on that Joe Budden podcast, and I like Kevin Samuels. And Tasha K, you notice she can't fuck with Kevin Samuels. That's why she don't mention him. She don't even throw shade. She ain't even got him on the podcast. She can't fuck with Kevin Samuels. She know that. Derek Jackson is out the way. Maybe if Kevin don't go on to the basement, she going to start dragging Kevin Samuels. We'll have to see what happens. But anyway... speaking of Tasha K and lies and allegedly and things of that, she is also alluding to the fact that Danielle Bregoli has HIV. She says Danielle Bregoli is pale and has red pimple spots and apparently has HIV, the gift or that ish. Yes, it was very much a negative tone. And I am being petty because this is late night. And I just want to understand, where is the HIV positive community? Where is that cancel community? Because I know in my heart, if Armand would have said anything like that, Oh, the phobias, the phobic. Miss King of Reeds would have been losing it. Didn't Tasha K, didn't you have King of Reeds at your house who's HIV positive? And you were so compassionate. And so, she's so fake. She probably went, as soon as he left, she probably bleached and cleaned and talked to him. You know, that nigga got eight. I told you what she told me on the phone that one time about Young Buck when he was sleeping with the trans. She was like, ugh. He probably got AIDS. That's what she said. So I just would like to know, is the phobia community going to address her HIV phobia or no? Are we just going to act like she didn't say it? Where's the phobias? Because how are you going to throw this on this woman and then kind of be like, you know, she's got the shit. Yikes. She's got it. And Danielle Bregoli, if you ain't got that, I would sue her. She can't be putting that kind of stuff on you. Why would you just start saying people got HIV? That's messy. That's nasty and that's low. You know, I don't get into the health freaks like that. I think those are cheap jokes. I just think it's unnecessary. The girl's 18. If she does have HIV, she got it. But I wouldn't have been given like, oh, girl, she's got it. Like, she just, I don't know. I just think that was a bit of a low blow and that was like a cheap. That was like a cheap joke, and it wasn't really funny to me. I do know people with HIV, and so, you know, it's not really that funny, because I know that, you know, that's a struggle, you know, for people to have that, and I would never wish that upon anybody or just out of my mouth say something like that about somebody I did not know. But anyway, that's what we like her for. No shade. I'd rather her be lying and doing the salacious stuff, because it's more entertaining to me than her over here trying to sit here and be a fake-ass Oprah with a Dennis Rodman fade, because that's boring. So just lie on everybody and run into the walls. I'm here for it, girl. No shade. I live for it. All right. So that's that on that. So anyway, somebody said you love to hate that woman. Yes, I do. I enjoy not like her because she's trash. You know what? And I don't mind. Like, I feel like but here's the thing. I honestly think she should stay around because she's a kiki. I enjoy it. It's no shade. She's just a key. I like the shit show. No shade. Like, no shade. I ain't even mad at her. It's just, but to me, honestly, you know what it is for me? It's like, girl, you were doing so good. And then it was the Derrick Jackson, the surgeon lie for me. I'm like, girl, why would you lie about that? Like, why would you make that? And then gonna act like it didn't happen. She's acting like totally that the wife did not go on Instagram and show the arches. Like, we're just not going to talk about that. We're just not going to mention that the wife, pretty much. And even some of these biased blogs, they're not even going to post it. I'm like, girl, oh, she really must be paying for promo. Because they're not even posting it. I'm like, the woman just put, but everybody was putting that there was a third source. I don't know. I was entertained by it. I got a kiki, no shade. I did get a kiki. I ain't going to lie to you. I get a kiki. I get the kiki off of that because I'm like, girl, why is this woman going to lie like this? How far is she willing to go for the lie, for the click, for the view? And I can't wait till she get a million because I know the lies are going to get more salacious. And then, oof, I cannot wait. But anyway, all right, let's take a couple calls. How long have I been on here? Ciao. I didn't be the one here for a minute. Okay, so we're going to take a couple calls. I took 3-999-3658. All right, we're going to take a couple calls, and we're going to get into something. This is my play, talking about play NBA 2K. Not right now. All right, y'all. The number is 563-999-3658. All right, 0281, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I caught a live. I've been listening to you for a minute now, so let's get into it. Tasha K, her whole situation with always putting STDs on people, it's like, it kind of makes me look at her with the side eye, like, what are you hiding? What's wrong with you? Like, what do you have? And then not only that, as far as, like, the whole lion situation, like, I think she does it just to get clickbait, but at the end of the day, I just don't understand the point of it. You're kind of attacking your own credibility. So now people are just watching. It's kind of like looking at a car crash.
Yeah, and I think that honestly, she's already proven. I mean, I used to be in a business where trying to prove that she was a liar. I don't prove that she's a liar because we know she's admitted that she would lie. So once the woman is on tape admitting that she would lie, now it's just entertainment. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of her fans, I mean, even me, no shade, we rather her sit up there and lie because it's just like at this point, that's when she's the most entertaining.
You're right. And I'm not
it's
even
no
going to lie because I did
it's
catch
no shade.
That live.
It's no shade.
I caught that live talking about that Danielle Vergoli. Is that her name? I caught that live and I heard her say specifically because she's put that on several different people by saying the package. And by the package, she always kind of insinuates that means that person has the HIV and AIDS, which as much education has been around HIV and AIDS, I don't think that in 2021 that should be used as a punchline or a joke.
Right.
Yeah, that lady is too old, but I'll let you get back to your show. I really enjoy watching and keep doing what you do. And
thanks so much,
I am going to stay on watching, and I really appreciate you. Thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you so much for calling me, and thanks for being a supporter. Bye. All right, let's take another one. 5385, you're live on the air.
Girl, you would put me on right now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sorry, but let me take this off speaker. I was about to lay it down. A couple comments. Saweetie's never going to happen. If you see she's trending, her performance was trash. Doja Cat was trash. Forgot her lyrics. That Thriller show thing.
Oh, I didn't see that. I got to go watch it. I got to go see that. I'll probably talk about that tomorrow.
Oh, they set them up to fail, honey. It was terrible. They're trending for all the wrong reasons, both of them. They definitely cannot perform live at all. Megan Thee Stallion's video was the same. We thought, you know, with a new stylist, one of Beyonce's old stylists, she would look better, but she still has the same little two pieces wrestler outfit. Who are we talking about? Tasha K. Girl, she's later than the outfit she keeps wearing from Rainbow Fashions.
Rolling Ray, Corey LeRae.
Oh, I'm a fan of Rolling Ray. He has every right to call Miss Mama's out because that was his word. And people, you know, the LGBT community gets tired of people, like, using their verbiage, coined verbiage. And, I mean, Beyonce knows Rolling Ray and doesn't know Coi Leray. So, yeah, you know, what else were you talking about? I think it was Kanye West and Azalea Banks. And that would be an interesting album, I'll say that, if they were to do an album together.
Mm-hmm.
I could just
that would be interesting.
There was somebody that you were talking about, and I was about to, like,
Jeffree Star?
Oh, Black Ice Matters. Thank you for the Black Ice.
You are so stupid.
You're probably like, listen, it's a stunt. I don't care. you have so much time to post everything on Snapchat. If you were in an accident, you know, to, you know, any person who was in an accident, it's giving Hazel E vibes.
Mm.
Like, girl, y'all do not have to document everything that you're going through. If you're profiting off of it and posting it, like, he literally, after that accident, they posted the pictures, and then he posted a video of, oh, my friend survived cancer 3 times. Swipe up and watch. Girl, really? Y'all almost died, and you worried about making money? I mean, I get it, but girl, not believe it.
And Lil Nas X, what do you think about Lil Nas X mom being a drug addict and homeless?
He tried to help her. I seen a TikTok in the very beginning before he even blew up, where he tried to help her plenty of times. So for people to even attack him for supposedly not helping his mom when he did try to help her various times, I think it's disgusting, and you should worry about your own mother and family. Family issues should be kept family. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are just this person off of – you're really trying to eliminate him and trying to pick everything apart to be like, oh, you're bad. You're bad. This is why you're bad. You're bad because he's hot right now and he's popping. And I think it's gross because he been spoke about that. He like literally recorded and documented everything of his come up and posted it on TikTok when TikTok first started. So now they look kind of like, y'all look really phony and dumb because he tried to help his mother, and you can't help somebody that can't help themselves. As someone who has recovering family members, you know what I'm saying? If they don't want to help themselves, it's not going to happen, regardless. And he still, from what I hear, the dad came out and spoke and said, still has helped his mom out in any way, shape, or form that he can. But you can't help everybody.
All right, thank you, Eva. Love you,
no
boo.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, 7931. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
So, nothing much, just chilling. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I know.
So what I wanted to talk about, that Tasha K situation, it's really funny because I was going to send you screenshots from Facebook when I saw it. And I said, he probably don't care about this. But since he's talking about it.
Right? Because I haven't been talking, because I really have, I'm like so uninterested in her, but I'm like, girl, that was a kiki. Like, because you would just sit there and lie like that, and, like, nobody's going to talk about it, like, at all.
What you should do is go on her Facebook and go to the post. Now, I don't know if it's still there. I could go look myself and see if it's still there, because I was in them comments, and, baby, it was two sides in them comments. One side, like, girl, Tasha K, I knew you was lying, and you just proved it. Because when she went live about it, I said, you know, hold on. Kevin said this mofo. Let me take off this earphone. Hold on. Okay, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so, sorry, y'all. So, I went on and I told my boyfriend, I said, now, I don't know. We see that Derrick Jackson is a cheater, right? He just told us that. So, I'm like, 50%, like, I believe that he cheated because we know he's a cheater. And then I'm like, but it's Tasha K reporting it. And I don't believe her 100%. Like, I 100% don't believe her. So, I don't really know which way to go with this. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, when she did the live, I listened or whatever. So, a few days later, she posted a screenshot of the wife trying to say that the wife is in front of the mistress's house. I said, now, make it make sense on why the wife would be in front of the mistress's house. And I'm like, but the mistress said she didn't have no kid. First of all, it's a bike in the background. Second, and then people started posting screenshots of Derrick Jackson and his videos. And so now I was like, I said, so y'all really going to try to tell me that y'all don't see that these are screenshots? So one lady was like, oh, it's a different color house and the columns are different. No, they're not, sweetie. It's a picture that was screenshot from a video versus a picture that the color was enhanced on and taken and uploaded one time. Y'all are not going to tell me that y'all cannot see that Tasha K has bamboozled and led y'all astray once again. Y'all really
but
saw
I think,
the phone
but at
this
point,
this
she's been doing this for years. Like, are we surprised, though? I'm like, honestly, like, are we surprised?
Hilarious.
I mean, it's to be expected.
Right. And I said, it's some people in the comments like, girl, Tasha don't have no reason to lie. Okay, we've been thought Tasha don't have no reason to lie, exactly, but she do it anyway. That's exactly my point. She don't have no reason to lie, but she sit up
no,
there all
No, and in this
well.
Situation, she literally had no reason to lie. She had
no,
exposed him. She made him. She had won.
What are y'all trying to do? And really trying to say, oh, my goodness, the wife is crazy. She's standing in front of the mistress house. Oh, my God. She in front of the mistress house. I said, y'all really retarded. Y'all really retarded. You're really retarded. There's no way on this on earth with the grass green and the sky blue that y'all can really believe that this woman is going and standing in front of a mistress house.
Somebody in the comments said, all this is promotion for her. I want to be very clear. I'm not trying to stop her back. She's got a million damn followers. With my little 1,800 people on here, I'm not worried about her getting some followers off of me. Get them.
I'm like, what?
Whatever.
First of all, we all follow her. Let's be real. I follow her, too. Yeah. I'll be ready to hear the mess. I mean, let's stop pretending like we don't watch the lady. We don't believe her, but we do watch her. So let's stop acting.
Right.
Like promotion, not promotion, whatever. Let's stop pretending, okay? Let's be real. So I'm just like, girl, I know that I just had to call when you started talking about that because it was just that had me laughing all day long. I said, Terrell, I can't believe Tasha done bamboozled these people again an hour later. Baby, she done got some folks.
Me too. That's what it was when the wife did the no effing. I'm like, wait, she done did it to the gospel, and I'm like, girl. This woman has sat up there and lied like this. But I knew that it was a lie when she had to, like, I'm not going to say her name. She's a surgeon. We're going to protect her identity. Right. And the lady came on there talking about, I've been blocked from his YouTube channel and I can't watch YouTube. I'm like,
but
this is not real.
How are you blocking
people? Do you know how many people I would have blocked? Come on, girl. You know I would have blocked some people.
But I just don't understand. How can you block people and you don't have social media? That's the number one contradiction.
Oh, right.
You don't
right.
have
how
no social media because you a
you don't have no
you
social
work.
Media.
So
right.
How you blocking folks? Like
no, how no. So, first of all, you don't have no social media. So how are folks blocking you?
That. And how I mean, there's so many questions that I got, love, and she just coached her through that whole little interview. A whole little interview, she just coached her through it. I said, "This whoever this is, she must pay her good a couple hundred dollars for this foolery." But that's all really I had. Oh, the thing about Coily Ray, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's just so funny to me how it's some people that are saying, like, she's clout chasing and things like that. But it's, as a person who have a daddy who they don't F with and know how that can be and, like, the progress that I've made in life, and the way that I've changed my life around without that man, and I make more money than my daddy now, period. Like, I make more money than that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, I can fully understand how somebody could feel the way that she feels. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy because, like, same shit. I mean, I'm sorry. Same thing. You trying to come back to my, oh, baby, your grandmother told me how well you're doing, da-da-da-da-da. Just like Benzino probably saying, hey, my baby just blew up out of nowhere. Maybe I should apologize. You know, so I'm just like, it's a lot of people that I see seeing conflicting opinions on that. And I'm like, just like I said, as a person who has a father that they don't fool with like that, that's kind of in the same situation, obviously I'm not famous, more than likely not making as much as Coily Ray. But like I said, I make more than my daddy now. And it's just funny how things turn around when they realize, like, dang, they really didn't need me in life. Guess they can do okay. So, it'd be kind of crazy how the tables turn like that. And I told the man a long time ago, you're going to need me before I need you. And now look. But that was all.
All right. Thanks, boo. Have a good night.
Bye.
I know it's late.
You
bye.
Too.
Okay, boo. Let's see. All right. We're going to take. Oh, we're getting. Okay. We're going to take. Let's do this one. 8822. You live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So I just want to talk about this Meg Thee Stallion movie video.
Okay.
I really don't like it. I feel like with Meg, it's like she's a one-dimensional artist. Like, it's like, it's the same flow, same bars, same metaphors. It's like nothing about her really, nothing about her really moves me. Like, her artistry don't really move me like that. I just feel like she don't really give a lot for me. Like, I feel like, yes, she has all these accolades and these awards, but it's like, it's Beyonce, it's Jay-Z, it's Roc Nation, you know, like that, it's their push. It's not like really her because her songs don't stick. It's the same thing over and over. Like the video was cute, but it was nothing, you know, spectacular or remarkable or, you know, memorable. So I don't really live for it like that. That's just my personal opinion. And then with Coily Ray, I feel like she's the next girl. I feel like Coily Ray is happening. I think Mulatto was supposed to happen, but, you know, she came and she went. The song wasn't sticking. So, you know, Coily Ray's the one who's having the charts, success, the entries, the, you know, the Billboard, the magazines. I think she's the next girl. Like, I think it's this year is for her, is her year. But, like, you know, like, to be among the girls. Because, you know, you have Nicki, you have Cardi, you have Doja, you have Megan. So I think Cola Ray is, like, the next girl up from here. So, yeah, it's just my opinion.
I kind of, I mean, I just don't know if we, if we're going to ever agree on the whole Doja Cat piece, but outside of that, I liked Meg's video. I did. Cause that felt like true to Meg. Like that felt like I'm not trying to be commercial. I'm going to the hood. Like I'm going hip hop. Like it's me, you know. I don't know. I liked it. I liked it. It didn't feel like I needed, like, she's given us, she's shown us that she can do the big budget videos, but she just wanted to get ratchet. And it was, and that song was, it gave me that. Like, I didn't feel like I needed a body kind of type budget. I don't feel like I needed a crybaby type budget for that. I don't feel like I needed a WAP for that video. Like, that was okay. I liked the P-Valley homage.
Yeah,
that was a cultural moment. Like, I liked it.
It was okay for what it was. Megan needs to have a big moment because we all know that she put the Savage remix on that Good News album for streams, but the Savage remix wasn't even part of that whole era. That was part of her era before that, the Sugar era. So I feel like the only Body is the only song that really stuck. The other songs came and went. Like, it just flopping. I feel like that pop song on her album, that needs to be the next single, because I feel like nothing really happening. Like, there's the accolades and everything, but it's just like the songs are not sticking. She's not charting. Like, I don't know. And then she has this weird energy. Like, I feel like she's very fake and she's an opportunist, and I don't really like her like that. I just don't get into Meg. Like, I think she's doing her thing. Like, performance wise, she could perform at everything, but I feel like even with that, that's lazy Beyonce tease. Like, I feel like she don't even be, it's like Beyonce at its lowest. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just don't really get into that girl like that. I think I'm more of a Doja Cat person. I get into Doja, but we can talk about Doja today because I know y'all don't live for her on here. But, yeah, that's just my opinion.
All right, boo. Talk to you later. All right. Bye.
All right.
I think we should end right there. Let's end with the music. All right, y'all.